Radiotopia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
February 14th, 1998.
Sixth grade.
Dear diary.
Dear Jesus.
Dear sweet asswad.
Adults sharing the embarrassing things
they created as kids.
So I wrote poems about masturbation.
Before an audience
of total strangers.
I feel like an idiot.
I'm the only normal one in my entire family.
Mom, you can't read this.
These are the stories hidden inside
the pages of our past.
You're listening to the Mortified Podcast. I'm Dave, and we're devoting today's entire episode to Thanksgiving, an occasion where, surrounded by friends and family and an abundance of food, we of course take time to give thanks. But being thankful is not necessarily something that comes naturally to most of us when we're growing up, especially if you were like today's reader, Jackie, who as a teenager was
ungrateful, super obnoxious, selfish, entitled, pushy. It's terrible.
Jackie's lack of appreciation was never more evident than at a different kind of family celebration, her bat mitzvah.
All of your family is there. People came in from Israel and Canada and my mom's cousins, and there were Holocaust survivors there. People had gone through shit. Like, they'd give me a kiss and I was just like grossed out by them because I was like, ew, old people, I think, probably. I mean, I was 12.
But then at around age 17, Jackie was given a book that would change her life. When she finally cracked it open, she discovered stories filled with truisms that millions of people before her had used to understand their lives. It wasn't exactly the Torah. Instead, it was
chicken soup for the teenage soul. And not only did I read it, but I felt so profoundly moved and changed by it that I was going to find every homeless person a home. I was going to feed every needy family. I was going to take my extra clothes and coats on the train to New York City and hand them out to people. I mean, I had a whole awakening.
Armed with the sage wisdom of chicken soup for the teenage soul, and really, what other kind of wisdom is there? Jackie set out on a mission to transform her self-centered ways.
I decided to be a deeper, more enlightened, grateful, less shitty little kid.
However, as with most attempts at personal transformation, there were growing pains, and some raunchy ones at that. So in honor of Thanksgiving, we present Jackie Tone, recorded at King King in Los Angeles, sharing her teenage journal in which she attempted to be grateful for the first time in her life.
Then I got to the chapter that really turned me around, and it was a celebrity pop-in chapter written by none other than television's Home Improvement's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's right. He was so grateful, he was so humble. He suggested that anybody reading this keep a gratitude journal. And so then I went on to keep a journal of everything I appreciated in life. And then I'm realizing now, reading back over it, I'm not 100% sure I got the point of the exercise. Gratitude journal first entry. Things I'm grateful for. One, Ethan. Two, I have very good looking teeth. Three, I make really cool collages. April 24th, 1999. I lost my virginity to Ethan. He wore a Kiss of Mint condom. It was so perfect. It hurt, and I didn't have an orgasm. What a great birthday present. Okay. I was so grateful to have finally reached that milestone in my life. Oh, okay. That I actually taped the condom wrapper into the pages of my gratitude journal.
Just scotch taped right into the page of the journal, like right above the condom. It's like gratitude number 5. I have good hair, period. Low maintenance. Like what? In huge block letters, it says, my puss hurts. So I guess it must have hurt. So my brain didn't know Kiss of Mint wasn't bad, but my gyne definitely knew. I mean, I'm fairly certain as a grown-up that you're not supposed to have sex with a minty condom. I don't think that's going to feel that great on the inside of a vagina.
So disgusting, you guys. So not only that, you think that's bad. Not only that, I taped in every condom thereafter. Page after page filled with just gross lube-leaking plastic squares. Within a few months, my gratitude journal had quickly become a used scrapbook for old condom wrappers. May 7th, 1999, and it's so weird to be in love. Sex is becoming more enjoyable and hurting less. Tonight was our third time, and yep, here's the wrapper to prove it. I'm grateful for condoms. May 8th, 1999. Things I'm grateful for. Number 1, cards. 2, my tits. 3, my parents. Right after tits, my parents, that's where I went. June 20th, 1999. E and I had sex again with, as taped in, Wet n Wild condoms. We went to Blockbuster with a crew and had seriously the best time ever. We voted on what movie to rent, and Ethan was the judge. June 27th, 1999, 4:41 a.m. So I actually didn't write anything this day. I just went ahead and taped in the condom. July 6th, 1999, things I'm grateful for. 1, Tybo. 2, Montel Williams. He changes people's lives in a way in which I could only dream. 3, I gave a dollar to the homeless. I do all I can. Number 4, the fact that I'm constantly going off the beaten path. For example, river dancing in Sizzler today. July 11th, 1999. We had sex with some sort of alien condom. Like ribbed and studded and spiked. If condom companies don't calm down with the added lumps, bumps, studs, and ribs, there are gonna be a lot of bruised vaginas out there.
On this one page, there's this crazy condom wrapper that says ribbed and studded, and there's cactus pictures on it, and these big rainbow, like sort of a, like a glow necklace. And it looks like a condom from the 99-cent store. It's called Rhea Wrangler. Like, you would let somebody put that in you? On that same page on the other side, I had this cute little tiny picture of my friend's family. And this, in my mind, was the rational place where both of these things went.
July 20th, 1999. Things I'm grateful for. 1, bandanas. They look way cute on my head. Number 2, henna tattoos. I love them and can still be buried in a Jewish cemetery. July 26, 1999. 2 times in one day. July 27th, 1999. New journal. I just started this journal and I already have a condom for the collection. I think I'll stop collecting them. After 13, I think I'm over it. Should I go on the pill? Yeah. July 28th, 1999. I was doing crunches when I had an epiphany. These next 6 months will be my 6 months. I'm gonna take piano lessons, get a job, join a gym. I wanna write songs and have an enormous effect on the lives of impressionable children. July 29th, 1999, a new beginning. E and I just had sex, and for the first time, I didn't save the condom wrapper. I don't know why. I just didn't like this one. Maybe I'll save the next one and maybe I won't. Can't say right now. But what I can say is that I feel like condom wrappers taped or stapled into my journal cheapen it.
I think I just grew up a little. I think it was less of a milestone. I think at that point I'd probably been having sex with my first boyfriend for, you know, 6 months or a year. And I just grew up a little. I mean, it's gross. Definitely tacky. Definitely not classy. Definitely. Although, I mean, hey, it didn't completely lack gratitude.
So I guess there's my decision. No more saving condom wrappers. No more cheap journals. It's funny that I'm starting a new journal. Now's a good time to start anew. There's a lot going on in my life right now. Very transitional. I'm growing up and this new journal is too perfect. I've been kind of waiting for the perfect time to bust it out. The time is now, no day but today. I love that it has no lines, no boundaries, just like my life. Just write, just go. And I never wrote another word in this fucking thing ever again after that. Thank you.
That was Jackie Tone reading aloud her childhood writings with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. Recorded on stage in Los Angeles at King King. And stick around, there's more to the story as we find out, Jackie, what were you thinking in our postmortem fide? We caught up with Jackie recently and asked her how keeping a gratitude journal as a teenager was supposed to change her outlook on life.
Even if you have a terrible day, just write down 5 things you're grateful for, and no matter what, how terrible that day was, you are still able to come out of it with positive perspective because you're grateful for your health, your family, plain things, your eyesight, the trees, the weather, anything. And it sort of taught me the idea of gratitude. I hadn't really thought of appreciating the wind before reading that. Just was the wind.
If having a gratitude journal had such a big impact on Jackie, why did she ultimately stop keeping one?
It felt like I was just being grateful for the same things every day, which was fine, but I sort of felt like, oh, I can just be grateful every day. I don't need to be writing this down. It doesn't make me more grateful because I have a pen and paper.
In addition to Jonathan Taylor Thomas's essay about keeping a gratitude journal, there were other chapters in Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul that left an impression on young Jackie, like the story about
a starfish, and there was millions of them. I mean, there were millions of starfish on the beach. And this guy is throwing them back in one by one. And this family comes up to him and the mother of the family says, why are you doing that? It's never going to make a difference. There's millions of starfish that have been washed up. There's no way you're going to make a difference. And as he throws another starfish back in the ocean, he says, made a difference to that one. It's a beautiful story, but it was so profoundly life-changing to me as a teenager that my parents made me this starfish plaque and it said made a difference to that one on it. I probably really cried a lot when I read it.
The motto on Jackie's starfish plaque is something she takes to heart every year come Thanksgiving.
I don't really have too many Thanksgiving rituals other than going and giving food out somewhere. The mission downtown, I've done that probably 5 years. Those single moms tend to be the ones that affect me the most.
And so as we approach this Thanksgiving holiday, we wondered what Jackie the adult is grateful for.
Number one thing I'm grateful for is laughing. Second thing I'm grateful for is the people who make me laugh and feel. Third thing I'm grateful for is my family, my niece and nephew. I mean, of course, that should have been first, but
finally, and we can't verify this, but it's possible that Jackie is the first person whose life has been altered not by the acting, but by the writings of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I don't think Jonathan Taylor Thomas has any idea that he has impacted me with his writing prowess. I'm just grateful for him when I think of the laughs that I have had really at myself because of starting this gratitude journal thing. He set me on some path at JTT.
Check out Mortified's Facebook this week for excerpts of Jackie Tone's bar mitzvah video, and you can see for yourself just how ungrateful she was on the day she became a woman. Also, in a fun twist, Our very own Neil Ketcher, who many of you have heard here on this podcast, he had one of his essays featured in a Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul book, Volume 4. And who knows, we may just put that up on our Facebook page this week as well, so make sure to find us. And when you're done, visit the new and improved GetMortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. And as many of you know, the Mortified podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which is made possible from the support of the Knight Foundation, and also MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If your organization is interested in supporting our podcast too, please email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Kathy Tu, Pierce Purcelli, Neil Ketcher, and myself, Dave Nadelberg. Music by Renee Albert, who played Hava Nagila so wonderfully on the accordion. Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, and Snake, Snake, Snakes. Additional thanks to Aparna Kumar, Will Dwyer, King King Hollywood, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survive. Take it away, Renee.